Train don't matter. It doesn't matter which side wins in Ukraine. Maybe it matters a little which side has air superiority, but it matters a whole lot more which side has moral superiority. It matters who will be perceived as more righteous by the people of the planet. That's because war is all about logistics. And if you have moral superiority, you also have logistical superiority. Donald Trump is currently under threat of arrest by the authoritarian left. Donald Trump has moral superiority in the eyes of at least tens of millions of people. Most of these people will do what they can to help Trump. Donald Trump has tens of millions of part-time soldiers already occupying almost the entire USA. The left has apparent control of the state. Possibly they have authoritarian majorities in a few liberal cities. They can order soldiers and cops to do a lot of terrible things. But some of these soldiers and cops are going to be sympathetic to Trump, and they may sabotage any operations the state undertakes to attack Trump. It's true that Trump might have a similar problem with people who pretend to support him, but actually support the other side. But it's much easier for a libertarian group to detect these pretenders. Everyone in an authoritarian organization is a pretender. They have to pretend to agree with the boss, or they won't get the paycheck. Since Trump's supporters are volunteers and don't get paid, they can express their opinions honestly. Lies cause detectable distortions in body language and tone of voice, and the liar will stand out as a phony in a group of libertarians. Authoritarians all lie. A liar won't be easily detected in a group of authoritarians. Trump will lose much of the libertarian advantage if he wins the presidency. Step into the presidency and you will become embedded in authoritarian fiction. If Trump wants to really hold on to his power, he should not accept presidential office. The USA could win this contest by getting rid of authoritarian policies. If we end taxation, incarceration, education, and war, if we end those authoritarian rackets, incomes will almost immediately double. Our economy will boom, and we'll have friends all over the world. We only need one law, the right of refusal. Just say no to authoritarian insanity and create a win-win situation for the entire planet. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.